welcome to episode number 84 of the PE Geek Podcast. And as always, it's a pleasure to have your company. Now, if you're just joining us, we are in the middle or in the final stages of a little three-part series dedicated to the history of the PE Geek website. Now, for some context, this is all something that came up around a particular email I was asked maybe about 6 months ago now, that basically wanted to know out a little bit more about how this all began, what we do, how we do it, you know, who we work with, and sort of any of the things that I've noticed along the years of running this website. So I thought it would be easiest to convey this in the form of a podcast, which is what we're doing, and this is the final part to that puzzle. And I certainly hope that it's enjoyable for all of you, even if you've got no interest in knowing how this website began. You can look at it from the perspective of seeing how technology may have advanced across the course of the many years. Now, in this final part, I'm going to talk about how the PE Geek website evolved into something else, which you may or may not be aware of, and our commitment to continue to help with, you know, delivering physical education and technology training around the globe, and then eventually the plans for it as we move into the future. Now, in this final little piece of the puzzle, I wanted to share with you a little bit about where the PE Geek website is headed. Now, there's been many precursors to this in sort of the last couple of years of the website's function, and you may have seen some of the things happening along the course of the, you know, our other projects that we work on and so forth. But for us at this particular point in time, we've got to a stage now where there is so much demand for training and professional development and all the different things that we address with our technology workshops that we simply just cannot keep up with it. And one of the things that has excited me more than anything is being able to take what we've learned and what we've sort of been able to do really quite well with physical education and technology and take it further. So in the last episode, I spoke about how the PE workshops formed and how they continue to be one of the most enjoyable things that I do, and how we continue to, you know, have ran those in over 40 countries, and you know, people are exploring technologies for the first time. However, you know, I sat down and thought, you know what, this is really just one tiny aspect of what it is to be a PE teacher. You know, technology is a tool and we use it, and it's, you know, great for some people and even better for other people. But for, you know, for all the other things that we do in the classroom, in our PE classroom, there's so much more to the puzzle. And we weren't providing any training related to that. You know, we very firmly stayed within the realm of building resources and blog posts and so on for just technology. And, you know, that's the thing I'm most passionate about, the thing that got us started. But as I look around what's being offered around the globe related to physical education, professional development, events, workshops, and conferences in areas outside of technology for PE, you know, I wasn't that impressed by the various options. You know, there are some great conferences that run in different parts of the globe, but the problem with conferences is that you actually have to physically be at a conference to get the value in most cases. You know, I looked at some of the other different entities that run training days and different events, and while they're great, they're usually, again, expensive and segmented and only available to certain bodies and locations. And that's where I believe all the stuff that we learn about the PE Geek websites and how to communicate those things, how to use the internet effectively, which is what I've learned just by proxy over the years, led us down the path to building the ConnectedPE.com website. Now, if you've never been there at all, we do have another podcast, which is the Connected PE podcast, which you can go and tune into. But ConnectedPE.com is our attempt to do what we've done for the PE Geek website for many, many years in all areas of physical education. So not just technology, not just how to use it in your practice, but how you can use assessment, how you can different games that you can play, all the different facets that make up teaching this wonderful subject. and bring those to life in a website. And that's really the direction of the PE Geek site moving forward. So after evolving out of the PE Geek workshops, it became apparent to me that Connected PE was the most logical thing that we should be working on. And the thing that got me most excited was building out the actual Connected PE real world conference. Now, the real world conference ran for the first time last year in 2017 in Dubai, and it's running again this year in 2017 in Dubai. And it is something that was, I would consider to be the best thing I've ever worked on in terms of being able to assemble a collection of phys ed teachers that I look up to fly into Dubai, run a workshop for us around technology and assessment and games and, you know, all sorts of different facets, and have over 160 people fly from 30 countries to attend it. And that really, for me, cemented the direction that this website and its associated entities is heading in. And, you know, with a commitment to do more of that in other parts of the world. So, you know, this year we're doing Dubai, but early next year we're going to be doing New Zealand and Kenya and India with the Connected PE conference. And as, you know, you sort of can maybe see, down the road, we're probably going to be having the PE Geek website get engulfed by Connected PE. So, you know, if you want to read about technology and physical education, then you just go to connectedpe.com and look at the technology section, and you'll see that the PE Geek entity lives within that. So that's sort of the path that we are headed down. You know, I'm really excited about the prospect of being able to bring what we do to more people outside of just the physical education technology space. Now, in terms of this, the sort of things that I believe that the PE Geek is going to be talking about in the coming years, you know, that's the direction, that's the platform that we're going to be sharing it through, which is ultimately Connected PE. But the content is still going to be very much about technology and phys ed. You know, whether it doesn't really matter where you're reading it, it's just going to still be the same thing. But there's a lot of trends happening now in the world, and these are gonna find a place in the PE classrooms of the future. And if you want to get a little bit of a snapshot look at what that actually looks like for your classroom, then head along to thepegeek.com/future, and you'll find a little webinar that I've just completed. It's available for you to register now and watch it at a time convenient to you. And in that webinar, I lay down the facts around some of the seven emerging technologies that absolutely will have an impact in your PE classrooms in the coming future. And these technologies are based on the fact that they're observable now. You know, we can see where they're headed. We can see the sort of impacts they've made in general life or are beginning to have now. And you can map those quite nicely with future outcomes. So, you know, in that webinar, I really go through those opportunities. I talk about how they're used now. So, you know, they're not things that, oh, in 30 years' time, you might be able to do this. It's this is how we use that now, and this is how we might use it in the future. And I go through all the different seven disruptive technologies that I believe will have an absolute impact in phys ed. So in terms of the content for the PE Geek website, we're just really getting started. You know, we're in the very small percentage of content and opportunities that teachers are going to have at their disposal. You know, compare that to what I was talking about 5 years ago, 6 years ago. You know, so much has changed, and that's just the starting point. You know, we're at the bottom of that steep curve of innovation and opportunities that are going to trickle into classrooms, and that's exciting. The place where you go to ultimately listen to this podcast or listen to any of the various other things that we do online is probably going to change. You know, you most likely will be heading to connectedpe.com/technology to read about the PE Geek website and so on. But that's not something that's going to happen just right now. We're still a little bit off that, but it is definitely coming. So as I wrap up this little three-part series, this final episode was just about a little bit of a snapshot of where we've gone from, of going from just a simple, humble little website that was only about technology and what I was doing in my class, And over the many years, it's evolved into something that is literally now my full-time work. You know, this isn't something that I do that's just a little bit of a hobby that is on the side. I commit every single minute of every day to writing about or thinking about how technology and phys ed can be used and presenting that to you so that you can use it in your practice. And more I've realized that, you know, that's great, technology is fantastic, but there's this whole realm of other physical education content that I think we do a good job delivering. And if it's not us writing about it, then we do a really good job of bringing in people to share about those things. So if you head over to connectedpe.com and start reading the blog there, or, you know, joining in the webinars that we do, or whatever it is that is happening, you will notice that there is so much great things being produced by phys ed teachers around the globe. And Connected PE is really an attempt to bring that all together, make people aware of it, wrap around it the things that we've learned from many years of running this particular website, and help drive people's innovation and help drive their teaching practice forward. So I really hope that you've enjoyed this little three-part series. Like I said at the start, if you haven't listened to all parts, then maybe go back and listen to part one, then part two and part three, so that you can get the full picture of where it began, where it sort of is now, and where it's heading into the future. If you haven't enjoyed this, thanks for listening anyway. We will be back to our normal regular podcast episodes. We've got some great sessions lined up. But at least now I've got this three-part series that I can direct people to when they ask me the question about where it started and, you know, my plans for it going into the future. If you want a full transcript of this episode or any episode, then head along to thepeergeek.com/84 and just substitute the episode name at the end of thepeergeek.com, and you can find the transcript for any of the various episodes that you might be interested in. Speak soon.